This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Kansas lawmakers are close to passing a bill that could lead to K-12 students taking gun safety classes. Under the legislation, elementary students would use the NRA's Eddie Eagle courses, while high school students would be taught a State Department of Parks and Wildlife class. The Kansas Board of Education doesn't appear to be too keen on this idea. Board members say it's their call on what kids learn in school, not the legislature's. And some Democrats don't like it either, calling the measure an NRA marketing tool to entice kids into gun ownership. With us now to talk about this is Kansas State Senator Dinah Sykes. She's a Lenexa Democrat and a Senate Minority Leader. She calls herself a champion of gun safety education, but doesn't want to add to the workload of public school teachers. Senator Sykes, it's nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Also with us is Stephen Caranda. He's a State House reporter for the Kansas News Service. Stephen, welcome back. Good to have you.
Good morning.
We invited several Republican proponents of this measure to join us today, but didn't get any takers. And we'd like to know what our listeners think of this idea of requiring the teaching of gun safety classes to K-12 students in Kansas. Our number 816-235-2888, or you can tweet us at @KCURUpToDate. Well, Senator, how unusual is this that the legislature is engaging in a school curriculum issue involving the National Rifle Association?
Well, for first, I think the legislature dealing with curriculum has been kind of the standard this year. We've passed several pieces of legislation, right, with civics test, financial literacy, and gun safety. So we are not staying in our lane. I find this one, well, all of them are not terrible programs, but this should be the State Board of Education who's making this decision. The Eddie Eagle and the NRA, this one is more appalling because not only have we passed this legislation, but we passed legislation for a specialized license plate where taxpayer dollars are actually going to be going to the NRA. And during debate on several bills, election bills, Republican legislators did not want the League of Women Voters in our schools, you know, signing up seniors to register to vote. But then on the other hand, we're passing legislation to put the NRA in our schools and also to send taxpayer funds their way.
Stephen Caranda, this education plan is in conjunction with a bill that would expand the right of people as young as 18 to carry concealed firearms. So are the two ideas sort of going arm in arm here?
Well, not exactly. They're two separate issues that are both kind of advancing right now. Both of these issues have been talked about in the past, and especially the Eddie Eagle bill has been talked about in the past. One thing I want to clarify is this bill does not require school districts to offer gun safety training. But what it says is if you're going to, you have to use these programs, we say. And for younger students, that would be this NRA Eddie Eagle program or a subsequent program. For older students, it could be Eddie Eagle or some state hunter safety programs. Huh. And, you know, I talked with one of the main proponents of this, Republican Patrick Penn, and his argument is this Eddie Eagle program is, as he calls it, the gold standard for gun safety programs. So it makes sense to say if schools are going to offer gun safety, they should use this. And really part of this, which was talked about in committee in the House, is that some lawmakers brought up anecdotally the idea that schools would maybe be offering gun training that they would see as anti-gun or would maybe encourage kids to tell the school that their parents have guns. And this was a way to nip that in the bud. Say, if you're going to offer school training, it has to be this NRA program.
Senator Sykes, how many school districts across the state, just roughly, I mean, how many would you expect would end up offering these gun safety classes?
You know, I don't know a specific number, and I think it would vary. There is nothing stopping gun safety in our school districts right now. This is just saying that it has to be this specific program. Mm.
Any sense of how many schools are offering gun safety classes now then?
I do not know the answer to that.
Yeah. Why do you think, Senator, the NRA is pushing this legislation?
You know, the cynic in me says, you know, they've got a very different legislature right now, and they can push their agenda. For the last 4 years, we have not debated really any gun bills, with the exception of keeping guns out of our hospitals and mental health facilities. But this year, it's a different legislature, and, you know, we are putting special interest opinions above Kansans, in my opinion.
Stephen Caranda, who's this bill named after?
Well, I believe the Royale Act, is that right? That was added this year, and the idea there is naming it after someone who died from gun violence, maybe with the hope that this could prevent future tragedies like that.
Can you describe, Stephen, the level of support these bills seem to have in both the state House and the Senate?
So this is where it gets tricky, because these both passed easily, but they did not pass with enough votes to override a veto in both chambers. Even some Republicans have raised concerns about the state lawmakers setting curriculum standards, and that's been the opposition also from the Board of Education, saying this is up to local school districts and the Board of Ed, not state lawmakers. So the Board of Ed is even bringing their concerns to the governor without explicitly telling her to veto the bill, telling her that they're concerned about it and they're concerned about other bills lawmakers have passed that say you have to teach XYZ classes in school. So, for example, if the governor does choose to veto it, it has enough votes in the Senate to override that veto, but it does not in the House. It's, I think, 5 short. So if she vetoes it, there's going to have to be some serious vote whipping in the House to try to get enough to override.
You know, Senator Sykes, the governor's a member of your party, of course, as a Democrat here, and she has a record as a state senator of being, you know, friendly and open to the idea of some gun legislation that got her in hot water when she ran for the gubernatorial nomination. Has she said what she's going to do with this bill should it reach her desk?
She does not tell us prior to when we pass legislation how she will, either if she'll veto it or let it go into law. So we have open conversations and I share my concerns, but she doesn't tip her hand.
She doesn't wink at you or anything like that, Senator?
No, she doesn't. I kind of wish she did sometimes.
The governor will occasionally make comments critical of a bill that you can kind of infer as meaning she'll veto it. But she has basically a rule where she will never say, I'm going to veto a bill until she actually does it.
And Stephen, do you agree with Senator Sykes that she tipped her hand in any of those comments you're talking about there?
She really hasn't on this one. I'm thinking more specifically of like the trans athlete bill that we've been hearing a lot about. She roundly criticized that this week at an event, but stopped short of saying she would veto it. But she has not said as much about this bill. She's raised some concerns about other gun bills, so my thinking is she's more likely to veto this gun training bill than let it become law. But that's just a guess based on opposition from Democrats and concern generally about lawmakers setting school policies.
Senator Sykes, how controversial is this bill? How much interest are you getting on this issue in Topeka?
You know, out of all of the legislation, we've gotten some, but not a lot on this. You know, and most of it is, I think, trying from teachers or the state board saying, you know, this is really not your avenue. Let us do our job. If you wanted to be on this decide curriculum, you know, run for the State Board of Education, not for the Senate.
I'm wondering, for either of you, if a school district implements the gun safety as part of its curriculum, you know, if a parent doesn't want a son or a daughter to take the course, is there an option there? Stephen, do you have any feel for that? Am I getting too far in the weeds here?
I can't remember the answer to that. Senator Sykes, do you know, on a lot of things like this could be offered optionally?
And I believe you could opt out. It would not be required, but that is getting into the weeds. And honestly, I think we did kind of leave that up to the state board.
Mm-hmm. Senator, you made a couple of points on the floor last week about this legislation that I wanted to ask you about. One of them was this idea that children in this country die from gunfire at a higher rate than any other industrial nation. What was your point there in terms of how that this relates to the gun safety class?
Well, Steve, we have not had, you know, honest conversations about how to reduce gun violence, especially now during a pandemic when mental health is an issue. We don't have those conversations about, you know, passing legislation to hold people responsible if they are not keeping their guns in with gun locks or in safes. Let's have that conversation instead of putting the onus on children. You know, it should be gun owners and gun manufacturers who are being held responsible, not children who may find something that they're curious about.
You also objected to the idea that protecting kids from these lethal weapons should be dumped on teachers who are already have a heavy workload. What's your concern on that front?
We require a lot of our teachers. And, you know, I look back at what my own kids' teachers this year have done and how they have accommodated my kids during a pandemic and doing all of this. You know, to add gun safety, they may or may not be gun owners. Why are we requiring them to do this? You know, they became teachers because they have a love for children. They want to teach them math, science. We talk a lot in our education committee on how do we increase those students at risk? How do we get them to grade level? Why don't we put our concern on that instead of gun safety? Let's work to make our kids the best in the country because of our education system.
Well, if kids aren't going to learn this stuff in school, Senator, where would you have students begin to understand guns and what they're all about?
Well, I believe it belongs to the parents, but also, you know, we don't require training in general for gun ownership. And I think that's important to have, you know, safety to talk about that, but put it for someone who is trained in that, not a teacher. And not that a teacher couldn't be trained, but that's probably not where their special interest is. And if they are, that's great. But, you know, I have family members who have guns and they talk to my children about that. And that's important. But I want it to be someone that I know or it has received the qualifications to teach that.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking about a bill that would require the teaching of an NRA-sanctioned curriculum for Kansas students in districts that allow it. I'm visiting with State Senator Dinah Sykes. She's a Lenexa Democrat, the Senate Minority Leader. Stephen Caranda is with the Kansas News Service. Stephen, so I guess the bottom line is here, in theory, we could have teachers talking about gun safety to even kindergartners here, right?
Yeah, what the bill says is if you're going to offer training for students, grades kindergarten through five would have to be based on the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe program from the NRA or any successor program. Grades six through eight would be Eddie Eagle or various hunter safety programs, including some from the state. And then for older kids, it'd be other programs as well. The only thing I would add is, you know, you can find some of the Eddie Eagle program on YouTube. It's been posted there by the NRA. I've watched some of the videos. They're basically, you know, a computer animated cartoon with animals finding a gun and talking about don't touch it, tell an adult, singing a little song about it. So, you know, there's some of the information that's easy to find if you're interested to see what these programs would include.
Senator, is there any concern here that this could be ultimately a subtle promotion of the NRA?
Absolutely. And just as I mentioned earlier, you know, the NRA is having a lot of wins in the Kansas legislature this year, you know, getting a Gadsden flag where the proceeds will go to the NRA. This program that has a donate button right on the Eddie Eagle website that you're donating. And it is no secret that there are members of the Kansas Senate who get ratings based on the NRA, and they get donations.
I want to emphasize something here, Senator. You're not anti-gun, if I understand correctly. Can you describe sort of where you are with that?
That's correct. No, not anti-gun at all. Like I said, I've grown up in a home with guns, family members who have them. But I think we need to have appropriate training and showing responsibility for this gun ownership. And, you know, I absolutely believe that gun locks and gun safes are an important part of that equation. And unfortunately, we have not been able to have those discussions, because anytime you talk about common sense gun legislature, whether it's red flag laws, I introduced a bill trying to keep guns out of the hands of domestic violence offenders who are legally not allowed to have guns, but there's a loophole and we haven't addressed how they turn those guns in. But it's always, they're just trying to take away my guns. And that is not the case. It's how do we make our society safer and have the appropriate respect for guns.
Stephen, what's the State Board of Education saying about this legislation? Has it asked Governor Kelly to veto the bill, or what are they doing?
They discussed this at their most recent meeting, and they kind of lumped this in with several other bills. The lawmakers also passed bills doing things like, I believe, requiring financial education. And so members of the Board of Ed said, look, it's up to us and local school boards to set these standards, not state lawmakers to just vote on what kids should be taught. So they stopped short of explicitly asking the governor to veto it, but they did vote to send one of their members to meet with the governor and basically say, here's our concerns on all the different legislation they've passed. It should be up to us to decide this. And actually, the chair of the board, Jim Porter, said, you know, he had been in schools that offered gun safety training. He wasn't opposed to gun safety training. He's opposed to lawmakers saying, you got to use this program in schools.
So they're not saying, Governor, veto these bills, but they are sort of raising some objections here, right?
So some of the members wanted to go farther and explicitly tell her to veto these bills. And others, other board members said, well, us raising opposition is enough. She should be able to understand from that we would like her to veto it.
Let's go to some phone calls. 816-235-2888. Phil from Kansas City, Missouri. Phil, you're on Up to Date.
Thank you very much. I called to ask for a discussion of guns as a health issue, and remind folks that the CDC had tried to study this as a health issue and was banned from doing so. But I think it should belong in health education.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Phil. And there's a group in town, Aim for Peace, that approaches this issue as a public health concern. Senator, any thoughts there?
No, I think that's a very valid point. And I know Senator Boyer had legislation that tried to get hearings and we're not able to have that, but it is a health issue. And I know Representative Owsley has had a bill over the last 5 years saying if you felt concerned for your own life and it was being able to sign an order that you could not purchase guns, we can't even have those discussions because the other side of the aisle is so adamant that you should have a gun at any time, anywhere, as many as you want. But it is a health issue. And I think we need more people who are requiring and asking their legislators to have open conversations and compromise on legislation, because I think it is possible.
Stephen, where do we stand with the bill that would expand the right of people as young as 18 to carry concealed firearms? Where does that stand?
If memory serves, that has now passed, and we are waiting again to see what the governor does with it. Senator Sykes might remember better than me. I've been covering so many different
things.
Yeah,
bills, no,
I
totally get that.
But I think it passed both chambers and is now going to the governor.
Yes, that is on the governor's desk.
And do I understand right, Senator, at some point, either in the House or the Senate, someone offered an amendment to raise the age to 19 so that these weapons wouldn't be in high schools or face that possibility? What happened there?
It failed on party lines. And I will say that because they are not allowed in our schools, but the concern was at parties. If an 18-year-old was at a party, may or may not have alcohol there, that was the concern. There is provision in statutes that they cannot be on school grounds.
Yes, right. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, absolutely.
There actually was a lot of discussion about that in debates because it's a really sticky legal question because of some things in federal law that say if you are allowed to carry a concealed weapon in certain cases, you can bring them in schools. So there was a concern that if a student brought a gun to school and they had this license, obviously the school could expel them because they would be violating a school policy. But in some cases, they might not necessarily be breaking the law.
Steve from Lawrence. Steve, you're on Up to Date.
Hi, I just want to make a comment about whose interest is being served in this case. I've got two kids that are in rural Kansas, grandkids in rural Kansas schools. And I know when they go over to a friend's house and play a video game, immediately they come home and, oh, I want one of those. I have to think that gun training, nothing would more further their desire to have their own guns, which they and their parents, we don't have any in our homes. Quite obviously, the interest of the NRA is being served, and we all know that they've been a political pressure group for 40 years. They're
right.
Not about gun safety. They were when I was a kid. 40 years now, they've been all about political pressure, and that's
Steve, let me just get a comment here from Senator Sykes. Whose interest is being served is Steve's question, Senator?
It is the NRA, absolutely.
Okay. Let me grab one more call here. Joan from Prairie Village. Joan, you're on Up to Date.
Yes, I just wondered if there's been any information given to the Senate and House about other countries and how they handle this kind of thing, countries like Switzerland and Canada, where people do have guns.
Senator?
That was not debated on the Senate floor, and I do not serve on Fed and State, but looking at testimony, I do not believe that they looked at what other countries are doing.
Okay.
I sat in the House committee on this, and I also do not remember that issue specifically being brought up.
Okay. That hopefully answers Joan's question. I want to thank Kansas State Senator Dinah Sykes, a Lenexa Democrat, the Senate Minority Leader. Senator, sure appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Stephen Carand is a State House reporter for Kansas News Service. Stephen, always appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.